The sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. The Marion Lady Bulldog volleyball team dropped their first match of 2025 in a three-set loss at Canyon Lake on Tuesday night. The Class 4A Lady Hawks took down the Class 3A Lady Bulldogs 25-23, 25-16, and 25-19. Marion and first-year head coach Bree Holtz-Gonzalez will next play at the Hondo All-Classic Varsity Tourney starting on Thursday. Tonight, the public will get a chance to meet the team and the new head coach at Meet the Bulldogs. Marion also has a new football coach and athletic director in Joel Call. Student-athletes from the football and cross-country teams will also be introduced to fans. Meet the Bulldogs takes place at Veterans Stadium on the Marion High School campus. Gates open at 6 p.m. tonight. Marion baseball player Huck Schoenvogel will play at the Best in the U.S. Baseball Showcase at the home of the Arizona Diamondbacks in October. Schoenvogel took to social media this week to announce he's accepted an invitation to play at the showcase, which will be held at Chase Field in Phoenix. Major League scouts and college coaches are expected to attend the showcase. This past season as a junior, Schoenvogel earned the District 27-3A co-MVP, taking home an MVP award for the second straight season for the Marion baseball program. Schoenvogel started the 2025 season by throwing a no-hitter on opening day against Natalia on February 17th. Offensively, Schoenvogel led Marion in batting, hits, and runs. He was tied for the team lead in RBIs while leading the Bulldogs with a 536 batting average. The Best in the U.S. Baseball Showcase will be held October 25th and 26th. In college football, the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs held their first practice on Tuesday as they get ready for another season in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference. In 2024, the Bulldogs improved from 2-9 wins and earned a conference co-championship. Head coach Neil LeHue was named the SCAC Coach of the Year following the 2024 season. LeHue, who is entering his fourth season at the helm of the TLU program, said he was happy with the effort of his team on day one of practice.
We have a lot of bodies out here right now, and guys are moving around really good. You know, we got a lot of guys learning with 78 new guys coming in. And so the learning process, day one, I'm very pleased with the effort and all that. We got a long way to go in execution.
TLU will have senior Caden Basenko back at quarterback. The San Antonio East Central product was named SCAC Co-Offensive Player of the Year and was a first-team All-SCAC selection during his junior campaign. Defensively, the Bulldogs allowed only 15.9 points per game last season. The defense will welcome back safety Troy Tomaselli, one of the top defensive players in the SCAC, who was a finalist for SCAC Defensive Player of the Year last year as a sophomore. He also earned first-team All-SCAC honors. The Bulldogs advanced to the second round of the NCAA Division III playoffs in 2024. The 2025 season begins on a Thursday night when TLU hosts rival Trinity at Bulldog Stadium on September 4th. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.